Okay, the boy said, today's daf is daf Nun Hey. We're holding the last line of Nun Dalid Omid Beis, where the Gemara begins, Omalei Rav Ashi V'Ravina, Behema Temeya B'Tchilas Hegdish, Isa, B'Emtze Hegdish, Lesa. What is this Gemara referring to? This is referring to the Memra that was brought right before that. We had a Memra which is about five lines before the wide lines. Mar brought a brisa toni tana kamei dera bluzer. Said in the pasuk vimba behema tmeya, vimba behema hat tmeya ufode beerkecha. What is this pasuk all about? If a person is makdish a behema tmeya, person is makdish a horse, he's makdish a camel, he's makdish a chazer, rachmona litzlan, he's makdish it. What's halacha? It becomes kodesh. Obviously, you cannot bring it for a carbon because it's a behemoth tmei. However, it will get kedusha for kedushas damim, and you can use it for bedik abayis. So it says in the pasuk, "Vim ba'behemah tmei, a person is makdish behemoth tmei, ufode ve'erkecha." You figure out how much it's worth, and you're poda it. The yosef chamishi say olav, and you have to add a choynish. The imlo yigoel v'nimka be'erkecha, and if you, the owner, don't decide to go and redeem it yourself, then it will be sold to somebody else, to the highest bidder. Okay. Anyway, from this pasuk we learn there's a din of Haisofas Choymish by Behemoth Tmei. What do I learn from that? So back to the Gemara, three lines before the wide lines. My Behemoth Tmei Miuchadis. Behemoth Tmei is very special. Shet Chilosa Hegdish V'kul L'Shemayim. It is Tchilas Hegdish, but it's not Soif Hegdish. What means it's Tchilas Hegdish and not Soif Hegdish? It means that the Hegdish will not stop with the behemoth tmeya. Rashi explains on the Omid Aleph, which we'll see shortly, that soif hegdish means something where the hegdish ends over there. Like you have the expression in English, the buck stops here. So the same thing is when you have soif hegdish means that the hegdish ends here and it will not go further. So Rashi explains, lemushel, if you're talking about that it has kedushas haguf, then you put the behemah itself on the mizbeach. That's soif hegdish. You're not going to be poided this behemah unless, of course, it develops a mum. But otherwise, it goes on the mizbeach. That's soif hegdish. Or if you gave it, for instance, for bedek abayis, you have the bricks which are going to be put into the building itself. That's also soif hegdish. You're not going to be poided anymore because the product has final utility in its form of hegdish. Mashenkin behemah tmeya. What can you use the horse for? You cannot use it for a carbon. You cannot use it to the shock of a binyan. So all that's going to happen to it is that eventually you're going to be paid it. You're going to sell it. You're going to take the money, and you're going to add the money to the bedek abayis, to the base of midrash. That's the expression of tchilas hegdish. So therefore, just like behemoth tmeyam yuchedis, it's special that it's tchilas hegdish and not soif hegdish. The kul l'shemayim, the whole thing goes up to shemayim. Rashi explains it means lafuke from karbonos, where karbonos, most karbonos, the baalim have a shaychus to the carbon. For instance, if it's kodshim kalim, the baalim have a right to eat from that carbon. If it's a karbon shlomim, a karbon toida, masheinki behemet tmeya, it's kul l'shemoyim, because since it's fabedic abayis, you get no benefit whatsoever. And what's the loch of mi'alimba, the zidin of mi'ila? Now, you remember the Gemara yesterday said that the word me'alimba is lav davka. What it really means to say is that you're moisif choymish. And all this braisa is telling us is the din of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What did Rabbi Shua ben Levi say? Now we go back three lines earlier, about eight lines before the wide lines. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, what do I learn up from Hamakdish Vloy Hamasvis? That you only are Moisif Choymish on Hegdish Rishoin and not on Hegdish Sheni. What does that mean that you're Moisif on Hegdish Rishon and not on Hegdish Sheni? Let's assume that a person went and took a table and he's Makdish the table for Bedek Abayis. He brings it to the Gizbar, and the Gizbar says, thank you very, very much, but I don't really need any tables, because this week already 800 people donated tables, so I don't need it. So what do we have to do with it? We have to go and sell it, and use the money for other purposes. Before they had a chance to sell it, someone said, you know what, let's go and exchange it for chairs. You have 800 tables, but you could use a few chairs. Good idea. Fine. They went and switched the table for a chair. Let's assume both had the exact same values. You don't get into problems of valuation. And now you have a chair. Now that chair is now the substitute Hegdish. You've replaced the original Hegdish. The original table was Hegdish Rishon, and now the chairs are Hegdish Shiny. And let's assume that this chair still belongs to the original owner. In other words, the original owner, who was Makdish the table, said, oh, Gizbar, you don't need tables. I'll exchange the table for a chair. And now the Gizbar says to him, are you interested in buying back this chair? Yeah, I'll buy back this chair. Fine, but then you have to add a Choymish. Said Rabbi Shimon Levi, you only add a Choymish to the original Hegdish. That's what we call Hegdish Rishon, which goes on the table, but you don't have to add a Choymish to Hegdish Sheni on the chair. That was Rabbi Shimon Levi's halacha, and the Gemara said at the end of yesterday's daf that the Braisa that we brought in front of Rabbi Lazar is only telling us that very halacha, that in order to be Mechuyev Choymish, it has to be Hegdish Rishon, like behind the Temeya is Hegdish Rishon, or Tchilas Hegdish, as the Gemara calls it, Masha Enken, things which are not Tchilas Hegdish, and therefore you don't have to be Moisef a Choymish. The Gemara is bothered by the Lashon. Last line again. Omli Rav Ashi L'Ravina, Behem B'Temeya B'Tchilas Hegdish Isa, B'Emtza Hegdish Blesa. Are you telling me Behem B'Temeya only has Tchilas Hegdish? That was the Lashon of the Gemara. The price that the Gemara brought was Toni Tana Kamed Reb Lazar in Bim Ba'Behema HaTemeya Ufada Berkecha Ma'Behema Temeya Miyuchedet Shetchilasa Hegdish. Frank Timora, is that true? Behema Temeya is only Tchilasa Hegdish. I agree with you that it cannot be Soif Hegdish, because I cannot use the Chazir or the horse for either a carbon or Lishaka Bavinyan, to go and put it into the actual building itself. Emtza Hegdish Lesa, but I could make it for Emtza Hegdish. What does Emtza Hegdish mean? That I started off with a horse. The Gizbar says, I don't need a horse. So I, the owner of the horse, say, fine, let me switch it in for a camel. Fine, he takes the camel and he says, but I don't need a camel either. And now I ask the original owner, Mr. Owner, do you want to go buy back the camel? Yeah, I'm prepared to buy back the camel. Do I have to add a Choymish? Said the Gemara, no. Only by the Tchilas Hegdish, meaning the Hegdish Rishon, and not the Hegdish Sheni. Because just like the Behemah Temeya is special, extraordinary, unique, that it's the Tchilas Hegdish, it's got to be Tchilas Hegdish. Break tomorrow, Behemah Temeya can be the Emtza Hegdish also. Like the case that we just gave, that you switched and you transferred the Kedusha from the horse to a camel, and from the camel to a chazir, and from the chazir to a mule, to another animal. But the point is, you could have multiple stages of Kedusha. So what does Yimara mean to say? The Behemah Temeya, it's Chilas Hegdish. I didn't really mean to say that it's Chilas Hegdish to exclude Emtza Hegdish. I meant to say that it's Chilas Hegdish and it cannot be Soif Hegdish. But Avada could be Emtza Hegdish as well. Is only Ravacha midif to Ravina. If that's the case, in the Emtza Hegdish Mia Isa v'loisiv nami Choymish. Soi bazoi, let's be Moisiv Choymish. Since the whole Chiddush, or the whole halach of this Braisa that they said in front of Belaza, with this pasuk from Behema Tmeya, my Behema Tmeya Miyuchedish Chalasa Hegdish, that it has a din of only being Moisiv Choymish on Hegdish Rishon, and not being Moisiv Choymish on Hegdish Shaini, why not? Let it you should be able to go be Moisif Choymish. Not you should be able, you should be Mechuyiv to go and add a Choymish to Hegdish Sheni, because Behemah Temeya can be a Hegdish Rishon, and Behemah Temeya can be a Hegdish Sheni, and it can be a Hegdish Lishi. It just cannot be a Soif Hegdish. So let's go and be Moisif Choymish if you're Poide the Hegdish Sheni. Omale, Harihukis Soif Hegdish, I make as a Hekish of Emtze Hegdish to Soif Hegdish, or a Mamatzinu, that just like Soif Hegdish, Masoif Hegdish, and a Moisef Choymish, of Emtze Hegdish, and a Moisef Choymish, just like Soif Hegdish, and not Moisef Choymish, because that I take can learn, from Behemat Temeya, that it's got to be Tchila, and not Soif, and Soif, and a Hanami, there is no din of a Choymish. Rashi even points out that it's not only that there is no chiyuv of a chaymish, there's really no hechatimtza of a chaymish. Why is there no hechatimtza? Because soif hegdish by definition means that the end of this animal or this object is it's going to stay hegdish. Because if in fact you're poided, it's no longer soif hegdish. Then retroactively becomes emtza hegdish. It only becomes soif hegdish if you finish it off. So if you were makdish, for instance, a behema kshera, behema tahoira, an ox, a calf, a sheep, etc., that you can bring on the mizbeach, and in fact you bring it on the mizbeach when it's soif hegdish. So you're not going to be goylet, and you're not going to go and be moisef chaymish to it. So it's Zoktarashi. Zoktarashi, that's pshat nigmar now too, that emtza hegdish is similar to soif hegdish. Just like soif hegdish, you're not going to be moisef chaymish. At emtza hegdish, if you want to go and be poida the emtza hegdish, you're not moisef a chaymish.
And the behema Torah that develops on moon, which
so that's no longer soif hegdish.
But originally it was self-hegdish. I mean, it's
for sure. But now that it's developed, boom, now it becomes like emtze-hegdish. If the whole basis of the drosha is that emtze-hegdish is similar in character, so self-hegdish is only Rav Zitra, Pereid, Rav Meir, Rav Inna. My chosid, the medamnus, leida self-hegdish, the damnus, chilas-hegdish. After all, we have the two end posts. We have the Tchilas Hegdish, where we are Moisef Chaymish. We have the Soif Hegdish, where we're not Moisef Chaymish. Now we have the Emtze Hegdish in between. And the question is, what's the status of the Emtze Hegdish? It's probably just like Soif Hegdish. In other words, like a Mamatzinu type of Limud. So, Faitimor, don't go and learn it from Soif Hegdish, that there is no Din of Chaymish. Learn it from Tchilas Hegdish, that there is a Din of Chaymish. Nedam the Tchilas Hegdish. It would make sense to go and compare it to Soif Hegdish. Shekein Nitvas, Mei Nitvas. Both of them are similar, that they are not the original Hegdish. Both the Emtze Hegdish and the Soif Hegdish are both derivatives of an earlier original Hegdish. In the case of Soif Hegdish, it might have been 1, 2, 3 Madregas until it got to the Soif Hegdish. And the Emtze Hegdish was also somewhere in the middle. But the point is, it wasn't the original. It was a later Hegdish. So Tima Adarab, let's call this Hegdish, Abelin is Muya. Shekin Dover Sheesh Achrev Kedusha, Midover Sheesh Achrev Kedusha. Why don't we compare the Emtze Hegdish to Tchilas Hegdish? Because just like Emtze Hegdish, by definition, means it's not going to be the final one. There's going to be a Kedusha Acharav. There's going to be one more later, maybe 12 more later, but the point is, it's not the final Hegdish. Same thing applies to Tchilas Hegdish. It's not the final Hegdish. That's why it's called Tchilas Hegdish, because there's going to be one later on, or more. So, don't learn Emtze Hegdish from Soif Hegdish, that there is no din of Chaymish. Learn Emtze Hegdish from Tchilas Hegdish, that there is a din of Chaymish. Zokti Yimara, Kid Amar Rava, Hu Oila, Oila Rishayna. What does the Gemara mean? So Gemara is now telling us a limud about the din of the kabbonos and the order that were brought, the kabbonos were brought every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. The very, very first carbon that had to be brought every single day had to be the oilas tamid shel shachar. Why? What happens if somebody comes in quickly in the morning and he says to the kahanim, I have very important closing today. I really cannot wait around. I have my carbon. I want to stand here by the carbon. Bring my carbon quickly before the kahanim are even ready to go and bring the tamid shel shachar. And the answer is no. You're not allowed to have anything precede the tamid shel shachar. How do I know? Because it says in the pasuk, "For eishal mizbeach tukad boi leisichbe, uvir olea hakoyin eitzim baboike baboike, v'yorach olea hu oila." The question is, why did it say hu oila? It could have said v'orach aleha oila. What's the hu oila? The extra hey ayidia comes to tell you oila rishona. This is the first one that you bring every single day. Nothing can precede it. That's from the hey ayidia hu oila. So Timur Hakanami, why did it say in the pasuk v'imba behema hatmeya ufada berkecha v'imba behema tmeya ufada berkecha? What do you need the extra hey for? The extra hey comes to tell you Hatmeyat Meyari Shaina, that only when are you Moisef Chaymish? Because the pasuk continues on. Then Babahim Hatmeyu for the Berkeacha, the Yosef Chamishisei Olav. When do you add the Chamishisei Olav? Only by the Hatmeya, with the Hey Ayidia, the Tchilas Hegdish. Anything after Tchilas Hegdish, an Emtze Hegdish, or Soif Hegdish, you're potter from giving Chaymish if and when you are poyed to the animal. Tani Kavos Reb Shimon Levi. Pora zu tachas pora shel hegdish. Tala zu tachas tala shel hegdish. A person had a partial hegdish. Either he had it, or the Beis Hamikdash had it. And now somebody else is being poured in one para for the other. He's switching a para for the other. Or he's switching one talis, one coat for the other. What's the halacha? Hegdesh and podri. In other words, when you are poured the hegdish, you don't have to do a dafka with money. You can do it by bartering, by exchanging one object for another object, one animal for another animal. So hegdish is good. If you had hegdish alu al yoinan, you had hegdish al yoinan, explains Rashi is. Then the case of parazu tachas parashal hegdish and talazu tachas talashal hegdish, I don't know the values of either para number one or para number two. Or talas number one, talas number two. Says Agimara, it doesn't matter for purposes of the effectiveness of the hegdish. Even if it turns out that the animal that you are now using as a replacement or as a substitute hegdish is worth only 50% of the original hegdish, it doesn't matter. It becomes holy. It becomes sanctified. However, you owe money. You'll get an invoice from the gizbar saying that the original animal is worth $500. Your new animal is worth $250. Thank you for the substitute animal, but you have to pay me another $250 for the gizbar in the Beis Hamikdash. And what happens if it's the other way around? What happens if the first animal was worth $250? And the second person comes and he is machlefit with another para that's worth 500, then the gizbar keeps the 500. He does not have to give you change. And that's the lashon of yad hegdish al yoina. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. Regardless of whether it's a case of that the new para is worth more or the new para is worth less, the Beis Hamikdash is always yad al yoina. They always collect to the maximum. And that's a case where I don't even know what the value is. What happens if I say para zu b'chamish shleim tachas para shel hegdish? I go and assign a value to para number one. Rashi points out it's talking about that there was no shuma. But I say about this para to me is worth 5 saloim, and I want this to be instead of, in lieu of that other para shel hegdish. Or tala zu b'chamish shleim tachas tala shel hegdish. He said that this talis is worth to me 5 saloim. Again, the hegdish works. And al hegdish rishon moisef chaimish. Anytime you are poyed a hegdish rishon, you always have to add a chaimish. But hegdish sheini a moisef chaimish. The second time around, you don't have to be moisef a chaimish. Bottom line is, what do I see from this brisa? I see from the last few words the halacha of Reb Shuv ben Levi that when you are poyed the hegdish rishon, you have to add a 50. You have to add a chaimish. Hegdish sheini, you don't have to be moisef a chaimish. The Chayyim of the Gemara brought two separate psukim to tell us the same halacha. This pasuk of Ibamehima Hatmeu for the Berkecha, we just learned from that it's got to be Behemet Tmeim Yucheresh Tchilasa Hegdish. But the Gemara brought another pasuk yesterday. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, "V'im Hamakdish Yigales Beisoy Hamakdish V'lo Yamatvis." Makdish means the Tchilas Hegdish and not the Matvis, not the Emtze Hegdish. Why did the Gemara need two separate psukim to go and tell us the same halacha? Anyway, that's not my kasha. Toysis already asked that kasha. If you look at the two toysis before the end, So bottom line is, I need two psukim to tell you, regardless of whether the pidyon of the hegdisheni is referring to real estate, or the pidyon of the hegdisheni is referring to metaltalin, in all cases, only Hegdish Rishon in Moisef Chaimish and not Hegdish Shein. And now we embark on a brand new Mishnah.
One question I'm just emphasizing is Parah Tachas Parah. It doesn't look a little like Tamura. I mean, the Parah Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tamura is a crime.
Right.
I mean, it feels like it's. I mean, the language is zoo type thing. You know?
No, let's assume you're right. Happens to be a tamura, right. And therefore,
it doesn't work. Who's mercy yer kodesh?
And therefore, it does work, even though you're not supposed to lo yimrenu. You're not, but you're not supposed to. But if you did it, vayus mercy yer kodesh, it works. If you want to examine this and explore this more a little bit more deeply, look at the middle choices. Para zoo tachas para. On to the next Mishnah. Now we're going to talk a little bit about, again, our favorite subject, money. And we're going to talk about different matbeis in different denominations, in different requirements. But this mission is much simpler. You don't have to start remembering punjoinim and isrim and dinner and mo'o and saloim. It'll be much simpler. And the Mishnah begins, Oino'o arbo'o kesef. That when it comes to Hilchis Oino'o, the shear is 4 kesef. What does it mean the shear is 4 kesef? Out of a sela. Now, how many ksofim are we talking about? The word kesef over here means a mo'o. And you're starting with a sela. Sela has in it 4 dinner. Every dinner has in it 6 mo'o. So 4 times 6 is 24. So 4 out of 24 is 1/6. And that's the halacha of a shtus. That vayinoa, the chiyav of vayinoa, the chiyav meaning the dinner of vayinoa, that the person can go and insist on getting the amount of the no'o back. He can get back his overcharge. That's if it's exactly a sixth. The Lashon of our Mishnah, you know, our book, Kesef, is identical to the Lashon of the Mishnah back on Mem Tes Omid Beis. When we first got into the Hilchos Oino'o, but there too it says, you know, our book, Kesef, mi esrim, our book, Kesef, lesela, shtus lemekach. So it's a din of a shtus of a sixth. Now we continue on to other Hilchos Kesef. Vatainashte Kesef, vaido, shove pruta. We all know there's a famous din of a person who's moidim b'miktsas, that the Torah says, oh, you moidim b'miktsas, you have to go and make a shvua. The question is, how much do you start off with and how much is he moidim? Meaning, that what happens if the malva says to the loiva, loiva, you borrowed from me $100, and the loiva says only $50. So that's a classic case of moidim b'miktsas, he has to make a shvua. What happens if the malva takes him to Bezin and says, you owe me a half a penny? And he says, no, I own you a quarter of a penny. Same thing, Moedim Mitzvahs. Would the Bezin take jurisdiction over that case? And would they go and pask in the case? And the answer is no. Because the minimum for purposes of jurisdiction is the taina. The taina means the complaint which is filed by the malva demanding payment, his claim. It's got to be a minimum of shtei kesef of 2 ma. Vaidah, the Haidah of Mikta has got to be at least a Shava Pruta. It doesn't got to be 50%, but it's got to be at least a Shava Pruta. So if he starts off with a Shtei Kesef, and he's Moedah Shava Pruta, then you're fine, you have jurisdiction, and the halacha of Moedah Mikta that he has to make a Shvua applies.
So two ma'a is how many Prutas? 24?
You don't mean how many prutas?
I want a ratio of the taina.
You're doing fine. So you start off with the seller. Seller has it at 4 dinrim. Right, every dinner has in it 6 ma'a. Good. So now forget about the seller and the dinrim. You only want to deal with ma'a. Every ma'a has in it 2 punjoinim. Every punjin has in it 2 isrim. Yes. So aren't you 2 times 2?
4.
So that gives it 4 isrim. Every single pruta is echad mishmoni b'isri talki. So 4 times 8 is 32. So every ma'a has 32 prutais. Since you have to have 2 ma'a, so you have to have 64 prutais. Against the 64 prutais, he has to be moida 1 out of 64. That's good? Fine. So now, since we start talking about prutais, now we go afield, and we start talking about prutais b'chol ha'shas. Chomesh prutais say, ha'idah sheva prutah, that's the case that we just had now. V'ish miskadash b'sheva prutah. Oh, first mishnah misachas kedushin. B'shamay said the dinner, but we paskin like Beisil. Good. Vaita. B'anena b'sheva prutah. Menan hegdish mo'al. What happens if a person is moil b'hegdish? He takes hegdish goods, hegdish money, hegdish food, and he is nehena. The shir l'mush l'agab b'hegdish food is not a shir b'kazayis or kabeya. The shir is a kedei sheva prutah. If you had a no b'sheva prutah, you're buying. V'moitze sheva prutah, chayv l'hachris. The din of a Shavas Aveda only applies to if the Aveda is worth at least a Shavas Pruta. If it's worth less than a Shavas Pruta, there's no Chiv of a Shavas Aveda. V'agoizel eschaveri Shavas Pruta, v'nishbaloi, yelchir achra v'fil l'madai. This case, v'agoizel eschaveri Shavas Pruta, is referring to the din of Asham Gzelois. What's Asham Gzelois? That a person, l'moshel, stole, and then after that, we asked him, did you steal? And he said, oh, I didn't steal. I'm a gazel, what do you think? He makes a shvua that he did not steal. And then afterwards it comes, the seder to make tshuva, and he says, it's about time for me to do tshuva. And he says, I confess, in fact, I did steal, and my shvua was a falsh shvua. So not only does he have to go and return the object, and not only does he have to go and be moisef a chaymish, he also has to go and bring a korban asham gzeilus. Says our Mishnah, all of this only applies if it was at least a shava pruta. Less than a shava pruta, the halacha doesn't apply. And the Mishnah also tells us the halacha of you have to return all the way to Madai, because since the din of hashava legabe asham zeilos, it says in the pasuk, the nasan laasher asham loy. So the Gemara is interpreting this very literally. Make sure to hand it back to whoever you stole it from. Aye, the guy moved to Madai. You go afterwards even to Madai. But if you remember in the Mishnah Maseches Bavakama said that's Minat Torah, Midrabanan, they said you can leave the money with Bezdin, and presumably the person will return from Madai and he'll pick it up at some time in the future. Anyway, beginning back to our Mishnah, so we had the first halacha of the Mishnah that I know is Arba Kesef. Freik Timara, Tanina Chorazimna, this halacha that I know is a Din of Ishtus, we had this back on Taf Mem Tes in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, I know Arba Kesef, Mi Esma Arba Kesef, Lasel Ishtus Lamekach. Word for word for word. What do we need to go and add now once again? We know our bar kesef. That we didn't have in Daf Mem Tes, we didn't have a bechlal. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah is telling us as a chiddush, as an introduction. Why would we be talking about dinim of person making a shvua because he's moed b'miktus? After all, that has nothing to do with our perek. See, therefore, he kind of gives us a segue. Since we spoke about I know our bar kesef, so now let's talk about Tainish, Teikesef. And since we're talking about Prutois, let's talk about five Prutois, etc. Faitimah, 1 second. Hanami Tanina, the din of Tainish, Teikesef, and Aydor, Sheva Pruta, is Ocha Mishnah. Where's that Mishnah? It says, Shavuos HaDayanim. It's a Mishnah Mech Mesech to Shavuos. Shavuos HaDayanim, HaTainish, Teikesef, Aydor, Sheva Pruta. That if Bezdin wants to be Majbiyas someone, because he is moed b'miktzis, it's got to be that the minimum claim was 2 kesef, 2 ma'ah, and the minimum hoidah was a sheva pruta. No. What does it have to say in our Mishnah for? Says Zimori, absolutely right. I neither need the case of Aino Arba Kesef, nor do I need the case of a tainish day kesef. The only reason I brought those two is an introduction to the halacha of Chamish Pruta, saying, it's trichalei. I can't go and just start a Mishnah Chamish Prutos, because then someone will ask, where do we come up to talk about Chamish Prutos? We're not talking about Hilchos Kedushin, we're not talking about Hilchos Moed V'Miktzis. Perakazov is Muktish to the Indian of Oino. Vukum Terein the Chamish Prutos. Ah, so we had to start of Oino Arba Kesef. And the Mele we said, Atainish, Tei Kesef. Oh, and Haidoshav Pruta. So the Mele we got into the Chamish Prutos. We don't need them for the substance of their halacha, we need it as a segue, as a nice introduction to the case of Chamish Prutas. Frank, you might have listening, Nami Hoino Pruta. We should also say that the shear of Aino is also Pruta. What it means the shear of Aino is also Pruta? That what happens if the Mekach was a very, very cheap Mekach, where the entire merchandise that you're buying is worth all of 6 prutas, 6 cents, so to speak? Very, very little. And the guy overcharged him. Instead of taking 6 prutais, he took 7 prutais. That's of course a shtus, 1 out of 6. What's the halacha? There is oino, that the person has been gypped and he has been cheated, and he can go and take him to Bezin to get back that shtus, that 1 additional pruta. It's Frey Timar, the listening nami. So instead of our Mishnah only enumerating 5 prutais, it should enumerate 6 prutais, and 1 of the 6 will be that Aino is a shavu pruta.
Mishnah didn't want to overcharge us by adding a 6 pruta.
Ah, Mishnah didn't want to overcharge. Amar Rav Kahana, would that be shtus mois or shtus mecha? Because he only had 5. If you add 1, it's shtus mois. According to Shmuel, it's 1 out of 6, but it's not 1 out of 5. And machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Anyway, so Amar Rav Kahana zeis meres ain Aino the prutais. From this, we have a raya that in fact there is no shear of Aino the Prutais. You can even have Aino Pachis Mishavah Pruta. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it or enumerate that. V'levi Omar, Yesh Aino the Prutais. No, there is a din of Aino by Prutais. And in fact, Chaim Tani Levi Masnisei, when Levi was codifying or learning the following Brais or the following Tosefta, he also had Chamish Prutasei. But as you will see in a moment, there are a lot of distinctions between Levi's list of five and our list of five. And he starts off for Inoa Pruta. We did not have that in our Mishnah. Haidoa Pruta, that we did have in the Mishnah. Kedusha Isha Bepruta, that we also had in the Mishnah. Gezel Bepruta, that was the final one. The Goizel Schaverish Bepruta, Yelchenu Achra Bafilamari, that we also had. Vishivas Adayonim Bepruta, Yeshivas Adayonim means that the Bezin should take jurisdiction and sit down on a case. It's got to be that the case is worth at least a Sheva Pruta. If it's less of a Sheva Pruta, the Bezin says, sorry, we don't have jurisdiction to decide the case. Anyway, so we left out in our Mishnah number one, the din of Oinah, and we also left out the din of Yeshivas Hadayon. And notice that the Braisa brought those two, but it left out other ones. For instance, it left out the din of Me'ilah HaNehene B'Sheva Prutum and the Hegdish Mu'al. It also left out the Locha of Aveda, that a Moitze Sheva Pruta is chayv to return it, less than a Sheva Pruta Yepater. So we have a whole bunch of differences. And now the Gemara is going to explore the reason for those differences. The fact that there's a difference between Gabi Ainoa, because there's a machloikis in our Gemara, whether Yesh Ainoa Leprutais or Ein Ainoa Leprutais. The Aram Mishnah that doesn't enumerate it holds that Ein Ainoa Leprutais. You want to have Ainoa, it's got to be a different share. Or Levi says Yesh Ainoa Leprutais. Come to Chois, that's the reason why our Mishnah does say it, that doesn't say it, and Levi does say it. But let's talk about the other things. Why does it say Yeshivas Adiyanim? That the Bezin only has jurisdiction if there's a minimum of a Sheva Pruta. What does Gezel mean? That if a person stole a Sheva Pruta and then he swore falsely, then afterwards he's Moidim Misvada, he has to go and bring a Sham Gzelos, he has to be Moisif Chaimish, etc. All of this takes place in front of Bezin. Since with Mishnah already, or since the Brice already says, since the Mishnah already says, the din of Hagoizas Chaveri Shava Pruta, the Nishbaloi, Yelechen Achrav Afil Lamadai, so it doesn't have to say Yeshivas Adiyanim because this is taking place in front of Bezin. Frank Timora, 1 second. Umilei Ktoni Gezel Uktoni Aveda. Our Mishnah talks about both Aveda as well as Gzela, both Gzela and Aveda. So Oibazoi, just like the case of Gizela is in our Mishnah, the case of Aved is in our Mishnah, so we could have put in the din of Yeshiva of Bezin also in our Mishnah. Just because it says Gezel, that doesn't mean we've covered the total waterfront and said, okay, that's Koilel, all Yeshivas, but they dinim in all jurisdictions. Gezel is one halacha, and Yeshivas of Dionim is a more generic halacha that applies generally. Just like Aved is also a separate halacha. So, Timur, the reason why the Mishnah brings both Gezel and Aved, Hanach et Strichalei. This din of Modai is a very special din that doesn't apply to an Aveda. If a person finds an Aveda, and then someone sends him an email from Modai and says, it's my Aveda, I don't have to go all the way to Modai to return it. So that's why we needed the Chiddush of Gezel. Aveda, Hamoitzi Aveda, Shevapruta, Chai V'Hachris, V'Yavagav Dizol, this is also a Chiddush. What happens if at the time that the person found the Aveda, it was worth a Sheva Pruta, by the time he figures out who to go and return it to, or he's going to make Achraza, he's going to go and announce it by the Evan Atoyin or the Bata Midrashim, by that time, unfortunately, it's gone down, it's no longer worth a Sheva Pruta. That's a Chiddush of Mishnah, that you don't look at the time of the Achraza, you look at the time of the Metzia when he actually found it. It's a Chiddush. Levi left out Aveda Bepruta in his list of five. Why did he leave it out? He already has Gezel. So you see, that's not a problem. We just want to enumerate five. We have Gezel, Yeshivas Adiyanim. We should have thrown in as well the din of Aveda. Bezin is kaken afil apachim misheva pruta. Rav Katina felt that a bezin does have to listen to din Torah even if it's less than a sheva pruta. That's why the Braisa, Levi Braisa, had to go and say, no, Yeshiva Sadiyonim Dafke has to be with a sheva pruta. But our Mishnah doesn't bring him because our Mishnah already has Gezel, and the Gemara feels that that's already enough. He doesn't have to have a separate enumerated case of Yeshiva Sadiyonim. Why didn't he have the din of Moil Mishava Pruta, a person as Anoa, that's the Shir Shava Pruta, he's Moil. And he's not talking about Kachim, he's only talking about Chulin. Why don't we go and say that the din of Maser Sheni is also Bepruta? What does he mean that Maser Sheni is also Bepruta? That if you want to be Toifis Pidyon of Maser Sheni on a Matbeya, you have to have at least a Shava Pruta. And that was the whole Gemara that we had last week with Chizkiya, that a person had less than a Shava Pruta, and he wants to go and be Matzis that on a Matbeya. Said Chizkiya, you can do that on a Matbeya that is already Mo'is Rishoinois, that's already saturated with other Maser Sheni. However, since Chizkiya said, E'ef Shul Tzamtzeh, so if this was, for instance, a Sela, let's assume that a Sela has 100 portions of potential Maser Sheni that you can be poida on this Sela, or if you like a more current currency, you have $100 and $99 is already full of Maser Sheni, but you still have that $1 left. So you can always squeeze in a little bit more Maser Sheni of less than a Sheva Pruta. But you cannot start off a new Matbeya with less than a Sheva Pruta because of the pasuk that it says, Mi Masrei Veloi Kol Masrei, like we learned back on Friday. Anyway, beginning back to the Gemara, so Ibazoi, let it say in the Mishnah the same halacha, that when it comes to tchilas or to chilul Maser Sheni, you can only be mechalal it if you have a Shavu Pruta. Every Gemara command the Yomah ain b'chum shei Pruta. Remember we had a machloikis, whether it's ain boy Pruta or ain b'chum shei Pruta, whether the Maser Sheni has to have a Pruta or the Chaymish has to have a Shavu Pruta. Meaning that our Mishnah holds that Maser Sheni, you cannot be Mechalel, not unless it has a Sheva Pruta, but unless the Choymish has a Sheva Pruta. How much would that have to be? It would have to be that the original Maser Sheni has to be at least 4 Prutois. Then if you add one more, that would be the Choymish. Of course, it's totally the more that we had on Shabbos, whether it's Melagav, Melabar, but just to make things easy, if you have original Maser Sheni, which is worth 4 Prutois, you add a Choymish, you add a 5th, which would make it 5 Prutois, and it would be 1 out of the 4, which is 1 out of 5. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah cannot go and say that the shear of Chilva Maser Sheni is a Prutois. It's not true. The shear Chilva Maser Sheni is a minimum of 4 Prutois. Frank Yimor, but let the Mishnah say, let's see, Choymish Maser Bepruta, that if you're talking about being Poidim Maser Sheni, and you're being moist of a choymish, the minimum choymish has to be a pruta. So therefore, that you could say that in the Mishnah. Since after all, choymish is only a secondary additive, so to speak, the real halacha of Chil Maser Sheni is on the original Karen itself. Our Mishnah is talking about the Karen, we're not talking about additions which you have to, which are necessitated by the Torah, that if you're being poyed, the old Maser, that you have to add a choymish. We're not talking about choymish. And in fact, Hilchis Chomshim should be the next Mishnah on the Amid Beis. We're going to talk about Chamisha Chomshim. Since our Mishnah is not dealing with Chomish, so we leave it out.
So Meila, there's never an instance of Chomish by Meila?
There's no instance of Chomish Meila. Whether or not there is a din of Chomish Meila is not relevant. What the point is, if a person uses Hegdish and he has a no of a Shavu Pruta, he's already over on Me'ilah, and he already has to bring his Korban Hashem Me'ilahs, and he has to go and pay it back, as well as he has to be Moisef Chomish.
Right, so Me'ilah is a subject to our Mishnah, and Me'ilah is a Nogeat Chomish.
Yeah, but the Hilchis Me'ilah is even by Shavu Pruta. Masha'enkin, Legabi, the Din of Chil Maser Sheni, the minimum that you need to Mechal Maser Sheni on a new Matbeya is not a Shavu Pruta. The minimum that you need is 4 Prutais. Well, you got to tell me, good. But then, how do I get the 4 prutais? Because the minimum choymish has got to be a pruta. Let it say in the Mishnah that the minimum choymish for purposes of chil maser sheni is a pruta. So, Tagimar, because our Mishnah is not enumerated hilchis choymishin, it's enumerating hilchis tikaren. It's good. Yeah. Frank Gimar, Mishnah, to Gimar, Guf, Omra of Ketina, Bezin, Skokar, Afil, Apokal, Bishav, Pruta. The Ketina said that a Bezin will listen to a brand new Din Torah, even though the whole Din Torah is less than a Shavu Pruta. Masim Rava says in the Pasuk, V'eis asher chotem min ha-kodesh yishalim. What do I need this? V'es asher chotem min ha-kodesh yishalim. Sashi more for the extra S. The rabbis pochais mi Shavu Pruta lihishovayim. That when it comes to going returning, you have to have, even if it's less than a Shavu Pruta. Now what is this Pasuk referring to? Pasuk is referring to This is talking about a case of the person who is moil behegdish. He has to bring an asham mi'ila, and when he's bringing his asham mi'ila, number one, he has to pay back for the hegdish that he was moil. He has to add a chaymish to it, and he has to go and bring his carbon asham mi'ilais. Now, why does it have to say in the pasuk the ace asher chotem in the kodesh yishalim? It's asher chotem. Well, what's the ace? Says the Tap Rashi that this man the yama holds the es dorish the chol es and the gamin rubuyan, that every es we darshan. Does everybody hold that you darshan all the esim?
Shimon ben Soni, the Rabbi was the Chachamim, right? That was Shimon ben Soni and Chemi ben Soni, two separate man.
However, who's the one that was first he took schar on the drisha and then afterwards on the prisha?
Rabbi Kiva.
So Rabbi Kiva Lamaisa wouldn't hold this because Rabbi Kiva Lamaskana doesn't hold of the es. It's only other mandiyamim that are doirish all the es. Bottom line is this mandiyamah holds the es comes to be marv apachas b'shev pruta lihishavoin. Lihishavoin means for purposes of koidish the gabi hilchos meila, that you have to return the es even if it's less than a shev pruta. Now this is talking about Hilchos Kodesh and Me'ila. So Gemara, it's mashma from this that only here the Torah is Mechadesh by Hilchos Kodesh and Me'ila that you return even less than a Sheva Prut. The Kodesh in Avla Hejeloi. It's mashma that if a person went and Chas V'Shalom stole or cheated somebody else for less than a Sheva Pruta, then the Bezdin would not even have jurisdiction. If the Chodesh Shver on Rav Katina that said that even less than a Sheva Pruta, less than a Sheva Pruta is all tzimamanis. If it's all tzimamanis, what do I have to have a special DS? Legabi Hilchos Be'ila. El says, you're absolutely right. Eli Itmar Hochi Itmar. Omer Rav Katina. I'm sorry. Im Huskiku Bezdin Sheva Pruta. Goyman afilu lepachas mishava pruta. Tchilas hadin beinam pruta. Gemar din loy beinam pruta. The pashup shat, where you can learn shat the gemara is, the person brought a claim into Bezin Lamashal for $100, which obviously is more than a sheva pruta, but by the time the mavar, all of the evidence, they found out that the total amount that was owed was really less than a sheva pruta. Aha. So maybe Bezin has to say, okay, let's close up the books. We're out of here. We have no jurisdiction. Rav Katina says, as long as you started off with a Sheva Pruta, even though by the time you got the Gemara did, it's worth less than a Sheva Pruta, makes a difference, you still have to paskin. That's the way you could learn our Gemara. Rashi, however, does not learn the Gemara that way. Rashi says this is talking about a counterclaim. What's a counterclaim? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says back to Reuven, whether or not I owe you $100, we can litigate, but I want you to know on a separate matter, you owe me $50. Or, in this case, less than a Sheva Pruta. So now, if Shimon would go and take Reuven to Bezdin based on his counterclaim of less than a Sheva Pruta, he would be dismissed because there's no jurisdiction. But since, anyway, they're being done on Reuven's claim against Shimon, so when Shimon does a counterclaim of less than a Sheva Pruta, we listen to him. See, if you look at Rashi, second, third line, Goyim Rafilu B'pachis, Im Chozer HaSheni, Sheni is the defendant, Utvo'oi, and now he does a counterclaim against the plaintiff, Apachis B'Sheva Pruta, Koidim she'amdu bezin misham, when the bezin is still sitting on the original case, this kalkin light, we will listen to this claim, even though under normal circumstances we wouldn't, but if they're sitting there on the tchilas din, they have to stay there for the gmartin. On to the next Mishnah. Chamisha chumshin hein, ve'elehein. The Gemara is now, or the Mishnah is going to now enumerate a whole bunch of cases where the traders machayev, the hoysafa of a chaymish. And even though the Mishnah says that there are only five cases, we'll see that the Be'emes in something more like 12 cases. And the reason why the Mishnah says only five, because we're going to start off with the first five, is all going to be one klal, one rule, one set. So for instance, ho'oichel truma. When happens a person eats truma b'shoigeg, now it's a czar eating truma b'shoigeg, he's not allowed to do it, but he did it. Now he has to go and pay back. What he has to pay back is not only the original truma, but he has to go and be moisef a chaymish on the truma that he ate. So if he ate $4 worth, he has to pay back $5 worth of truma. Okay, that's number one, moisef chaymish by oichel truma. Same thing applies to trumas meiser. Trumas meiser, as we know, means meiser men a meiser, where the levy has to give a tithe from his maaser that he received, the maaser rishon, he has to give 10% to the kohen. That's also called truma. In fact, the Mishnah calls it trumas maaser, and the pasuk calls it truma. Says legabe the Levi, vari moise mimenu trumas Hashem maaser min hamaaser. Why does it say by moise mimenu trumas Hashem? To say that's the same halacha of truma, that if a zor is trumas maaser, he has to be moise for chaimish. And the same thing applies to trumas maaser shel demai. If I'm not sure whether or not the Amoritz gave Trumas Maiser, and therefore I'm going to give Trumas Maiser to be Machmir, to be on the safe side, if after that a Zor would go and eat that Trumas Maiser Shel Demai, he has to be Moisef a Chaimish. Why didn't the Mishnah talk about Trumas Demai? Why is it only talk about Trumas Maiser Shel Demai? So Rashi points out, as we know, because the whole Halach of Demai only applies to Maiser and further, it does not apply to Truma. Why doesn't it apply to Truma? Because everybody gave Truma. The reason why everybody gave Truma is for two very good reasons. Number one, Minatoyra Chita Achas by Teres Sakri. So it's very easy to give. My mice give 10%. This is just not 1%, just one Chita Achas, one stalk, and you're done. Number two, because Truma has a din of Misa Bidei Shemoyim. Therefore, people are nervous when they hear the word Misa. They turn green and black and blue. Masa Misa Masa. Therefore, bottom line is that Truma, there's no din of demai, only by Truma spice. And the same thing applies to a zor who eats challah. Of course, today, since we're not sure who the kahanim are, we burn the challah that women are mafresh, or the bakers are mafresh, men are isa. But otherwise, we'll be given to the kohen. So if a person eats up the challah, again, he has to be moisef chaimish. And the same thing applies to a person who eats bikurim, he has to be moisef chaimish. Now, we already have five cases over here. We already had Truma, Truma smaisa, Truma smaisa demai, challah and bikurim. So Rashi points out this is all one set. The reason why they're all one set is because each time the Torah refers to them with the word Truma. Truma, of course, is Truma. Truma is Maisa. We have the passage which we quoted before. Rois and Menu, Truma is Hashem. Chalat says, Chalat, Reishas Arisa Yisechem, Chalat Torimu Truma. So you see, Chalat is called Truma. By Bikurim it says, Utrumas Yodecha, which means Truma, Bikurim. So bottom line is, I have a word of Truma for all five of them, and therefore there's all one set of Truma and Truma, Truma parallels, Truma derivatives, all of them have the same of Truma, as well as you have to be Moisef Chaimish. Now we go on to category number two, and category number two itself also has two. Ha'poy the Netzer Rabbi, or Ma'aser Sheini Shaloi, Moisef Chaimish. The Zina Ma'aser Sheini Shaloi, that we've already learned a number of times in our Gemara, in Gol Yigal Ish ni maasroi chamishisa yosef olam. The Torah says beferish, the gabi maaser sheni, if you poid it, you machal it, you have to add a chaimish. The gabi, the din of netzer ravai, the emes in the Torah is silent. What's the din of netzer ravai? If a person went and planted brand new trees, the first 3 years has a din of arla, the fourth year, the pasuk says, of Hashanah Arvias, yeh kol pirioi, koidish ilulam Hashem. It has a special din. What's the special din? Netzer Ravai has the same din, just like Maaser Sheini, that you bring it up to Yerushalayim and you eat it in Yerushalayim. What happens if there's just too much to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim? Here too you can go and be poided. You can go and redeem it, just like by Maaser Sheini. When you're poided, do you have to go and add a chaimish? And the answer is, yes. The Torah is silent. It doesn't say by Netzer Ravai that you have to add a chaimish. Says Rashi, I learn it Koidish Koidish from the Halacha of Maaser Sheini. Here it says Bashan Ravias Tia Kopirioi Koidish Hilulum Hashem, that's by Netzer Ravai. By the case of Maaser Sheini, said Komasa Oret, Mizera Oret, Bepriyo Eitz, Koidish Lashem, said Alta Koidish, and then of Koidish Koidish, just like over there, you have the Moisef Chaimish. Here too you have the Moisef Chaimish, and that's the reason why this is a second category, a second club, or second set of two. But it has to be Shaloi. Only if I'm mafresh on my own. If I'm mafresh, if not mafresh, okay. If I'm a chal and poida, thank you. If I'm poida, somebody else is netter avai, or somebody else is maaser sheini, I don't have to be moisef chaimish. And that's the case that we had about a week ago in our Gemara, about the person that wanted to go and hand over either his tvua or his money to somebody else, trust to me. Go and have him make the pidyon, so I shouldn't have to be moisef chaimish. Next case. So far we've gone through two sets of the chaimish. Now we're up to number three. Hapoides hekdeshay moisef chaimish. Person goes to the gizbar and he gives him a table, he gives him a chair, and he says, I'm giving this for the bedik habayis. The gizbar says, I don't need it. Do you want to buy it back? Okay, I'll take it back. Fine. Then you have to add a chaimish to the value. If you have anah, this is the din of being moil b'hegdish. In moil a shava pruta, you have to be moisef a chaimish. V'agoyz v'chaveri shava pruta, v'nish v'loy, moisef chaimish. This is the din of basham gzelois. A person went and stole from somebody else, and he made a shvua, and now he wants to do tshuva, and he confesses. Not only does he have to return the gzel itself, but he also has to be moisef chaimish. It says b'feish of the pasuk that you have to be moisef chaimish, and you have to bring a karmash. Good. So we had all the five sets, the Truma set, the Netar Vay Matasheni set, and then the other three, Poyde Hegdish, Me'ila, and the Din of Gzeva Asham Gzevas. Amarav, Kash Lira Blusa. Trumas Maser Shul Demai. Why does the Mishnah throw into the first set that Trumas Maser of Demai has the exact same status as Trumas Maser? After all, Trumas Maser Shul Demai is Rabbana. So if a Zor eats it, he's only eating something which is also midrabanan. Who says that the chachamim added a chaimish l'chayr? This is a big penalty for something being over a drabanan. V'chi osu chacham chizik devrayim kishal toira. Did they go all the way? I mean, it would have been enough to go and say, you have to be mafish trumas ma'is and give it to the kohen. But if a person goes and eat it, fine, pay for it. But you have to pay for it plus a chaimish. The chacham makes such as a chizik devrayim. Amr Nachman Shmuel, yes. Amani Remei, the Amr also Chacham Chizik Remei Mikishal Taira. Where is this Remei? Remei is not by Trumas Meiser. Remei is in a totally different halacha altogether. The Sanya, I maybe get Medina Sayyam. The son of Lovely Amr Lovely Funny Nechtem Funny Nechtem. Yoitz Vavad Mam the Divrei Remei. Remei says something which is startling. What's startling? This was a good kosher get. It was written by a good cipher. It was written under the auspices of a bezdin. Mitzvai kosher edim. Everything was perfect. However, the husband and wife were not together in one place. They were separated. He was in Medina Siyam. She was in Eretz Yisrael. They brought a get from Medina Siyam. The first Mishnah, Mesechtes, Gittin tells us, and maybe give it to you, Tzarech Sheyoymar, Befarei Nechto, Befarei Nechto. Why do you have to say Befarei Nechto, Befarei Nechto?
Machlokas Rava and Rava.
What's the two reasons, yeah?
They're not Baki.
Or?
Or in Shiris Kaima, they're not frequent caravans.
You don't have Shiar as Metsuya.
Right,
it says ultimately that Rava is Islay, the Rava, he agreed to Rava that you have both reasons. Good. Anyway, so bottom line is you have to say Befarei Nechto, Befarei Nechto. This whole Befarei Nechto, Befarei Nechto, of course, is only a Takana Midrabban. What happens if a person didn't say b'fani nechtem, b'fani nechtem? We should go and reprimand him. We should go and say, Shliach, you did a very poor job. You didn't listen to the halacha. You forgot your lines. You didn't say b'fani nechtem, b'fani nechtem. No good. Now guess what? The mayor goes to a much greater extreme. The mayor says, what happens if the woman accepts this get? And based on it, she goes and remarries. And based on it, this remarriage, she has new children. Because the shliach didn't say the magic words of funny nechtem, funny nechtem. The children are mamzerim. Wow. That's a gewaldige chiddush. Why does the mayor hold that way? Because the mayor holds that even though the din of funny nechtem is drabanan, the chum also, chizik ledevrayim kishel toira. Chumay mein of lad mamzer. Okay, he violated this rule. He didn't say funny nechtem. You don't go and throw the books at him and make him into a mamzer. Ketzigasa, what can you do to remedy the situation? Yitlanu mimena, go and take back the get. In other words, you have a remedy. You don't have to say, oh, you didn't do it the first time, finished. You do it a second time. Does that make sense? Yeah. Now, on the surface, when you learn Mesechtas Gittin, it sounds like that this is a halacha which is specific to Gittin.
Right, the Kisser v'Heter and Ish.
Exactly, Eish HaSeish, Men Mamzayrim. What our Gemara is telling us is no. The Remeir really holds his kol HaTeira Kula, that whenever the Chacham made a Takana or Gzeira, also Chacham Chizik Devrayim Kishel Teira, not only by Gittin, but also in our case, the Gabi Trumas Maisa Shol Demai, you have to be Moisef Ei Chaimesh. So saying according to Meir, the Rabbanon is just like the Oraisa. No difference. Also chizik devrayim kishal toira. Most of Rav Sheishas. So Rav Sheishas freaked us out. Mechalin oisei kesef al kesef, nechoshes al nechoshes, kesef al nechoshes, and nechoshes al apeiroiz. V'yafsa v'yiftas apeiroiz, divra meir. What are we talking about? We're talking about maaser sheni shal demai. Not regular maaser sheni. Maaser sheni shal demai. person got Masa Sheni from an Am Uretz, not really a Masa Sheni, he got the original Tvua from an Am Uretz. If he would have gotten it from a Chover, he doesn't have to worry, because Chazok al Chover, Sheni Moitz B'tachas Yon, Debe Sheni B'sukan. But since he got it from Am Uretz, he doesn't know what the Am Uretz gave, the Maisris, the Masa Risha, Masa Sheni. So therefore, Mitzat Sofik, I, the Chover who bought it from the Am Uretz, I have to go Mimafrish, Masa Sheni, Sholdemai. And I have to take it up to Yushalai. But just like Master Sheni of the Torah, I can go and be poided mechalit on money. I can do the same thing over here too. Yizokto the Mishnah, the Braisa, mechalin oisay kesef al kesef. What happens if originally I was mechalil the kedushas Master Sheni shel demai on kesef rishon, and now what did I do? I transferred the kedusha from kesef rishon to kesef sheni to another kesef. Why? I like the other matbeya better. It was more oivel. Avada, you know that a cheat, the Master Sheni.
Okay.
But he upgraded in the sense, or he downgraded. He started off with one Madbeya. He wants that Madbeya. So he transferred now the Kedushas Master Sheni from Madbeya number one to Madbeya number two, from Kesef to Kesef. Or from the Choshel and the Choshes. From a copper coin to another copper coin. Or from Kesef on the Choshes. Or from silver onto copper. Or Nechoshes ala Peiros. Or he transfers the Kedusha and the Choshes to Peiros, not in Yerushalayim. Of course, in Yerushalayim, that's the only way you can go get Peiros, to go and switch in now the money for Peiros. But we're talking about even outside Yerushalayim, you can be poided al HaPeiros. And we have to be if there's a Peiros. And then after that, if he wants to, he can go and take these payrois, switch it back to money, take the money back to Yerushalayim, and there again he's going to go and buy new payrois. So you can go and do all of these forms of acrobatics in terms of doing multiple pidyonis, multiple chilulim, from money on payrois, payrois on money, money on money, payrois on payrois, etc., etc. Chamayimim, yal the payrois v'yoychlim Yerushalayim. Cham say, no. You cannot go and be mechal the payrois back onto money. Once you took the money outside Yerushalayim, and you went and switched
outside your town, outside your town,
outside.
You're talking about
outside Yerushalayim.
You took the money outside Yerushalayim. After he brought it in. He
didn't come to Yerushalayim yet. Okay. Rather, he's outside. He's 5 miles away from Yerushalayim, and he says, "I'm going to switch in the money now for payrois." He should have waited to get to Yerushalayim, but he didn't. He went and impressed these payrois now with the Kedushas Master Sheni from the money. So that, according to the mayor, no problem. You can go and be poided vayte back on the choishes, back on kesef, back to payrois. You can do this a number of times. However, Chum saying, no, yalla payrois Yerushalayim, take the payrois up to Yerushalayim, don't put it back on money any longer. This is Alocha Lagabi Master Sheni Shel Demai. Frank Dimon Michalinan, kesef on the choishes. Among the cases that we had were kesef al kesef, nechoshes on nechoshes, kesef on nechoshes. Can you mechal regular Master Sheni, kesef on nechoshes? But then we learn the Gabi regular Master Sheni, not Master Sheni Shel Demai, regular Master Sheni, the Tzelish of Master Sheni, Shel Chulin, Shinis Arvu. What happens if you have two Matbeyas, one a Master Sheni Matbeya and one a Chulin Matbeya? They got mixed up together and I don't know which one is which. L'choyra, it would be easy for me to go and say, whichever one is the right one, that should be the Master Sheni. Since I don't know which one, I'm going to say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, let's go and take the right one. And I'll say, if this right one happens to be the Master Sheni, it's Givaldik. If it's not the Master Sheni, I'm going to transfer the Kedusha of the left one to the right one. That would be very, very simple. But that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, maybe Beselah Mo'is, he should go and bring a seller worth of smaller denominations. Now, mo'is, of course, could be referring to the denomination of a mo'ah. However, Rashi says we're not talking about a mo'ah, we're talking about mo'is, we're talking about money. And this money referring to prutois. He should bring a seller worth of prutois. How many prutois do you have in a seller?
192.
Well, let's make a cheshbon. You start off.
It's dovev ches then, right?
It's David Ches. So 4 times 6 is 24, times 2 is 48, times 2 is 96, times 8, 8 times 96. Oh, that already gets a little bit more complicated.
That's
700 and change.
768.
How do you know it's 68?
It's 32 minus...
Because 4 times 8 is 32 from the 800. Good. So 768 putas. So I have over here 2 Siloim. One is a seller, which is Master Sheni. One is a seller, which is Chulin. I don't know. go and raid your piggy bank and bring 768 prutois. For oimer kol mokim sheyeshna selish l'maaseh sheni. Wherever the maaseh sheni money happens to be, whether it's the right matbeah or it's the left matbeah, let it go and now be chal and transferred from that seller onto the nechoishes, and it should be mechulelis amolis alalu. Let it be mechulo, and it works. So he's transferred the kedusha from the kesef to the nechoishes. And Ubarisi Yafisha Behen, he should now go back to the original two matbeyas and decide which one of them is a nicer matbeyah. Nicer, not only that it's a pretty coin, but it'll be more
current.
More current. More it'll be more oivala saichedik, because people recognize, Taka, I see the ganze picture of Washington as I shine as I get. I know it's a short, it's a good matbeyah. Now he should switch back the kedusha, which he had transferred from seller one to the prutois, back from the prutois to the seller. Why? Because the halacha is, when it comes to mechal money on money, mechal oise kesva al nechoishes midoichak, you can only do this under difficult circumstances, like our case, where I had two seloim and I didn't know which one is the seller of Hegdish, which one it was not. So bedoichik, yesh liyasha bedoichik, I'm going to go and switch and transfer the kedusha from the seller to the nechoishes. Loishe kaim ken, but you can't even leave it like that. This is only a temporary fix. You only leave a nechoishes for 5 minutes until you determine which of the two matbeyas is the yafisha ben, and you bring it back. That's the end of the Mishnah there. Legabe maser sheni vaday. Only under these difficult types of circumstances can you even think of being mechal kesef on nechoishes and nechoishes on kesef. But let's go back to the previous Moshe Rav Sheshes. Legabi the Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai, he said mechal oisei kesef al kesef nechoishes nechoishes kesef nechoishes nechoishes al dar. But the same thing about midoichak. Sounded like you have the total free will at any given point. You can go and do kesef nechoishes nechoishes the kesef. And here by regular Maaseh Sheni, Jacques Mendoch, nein, it's got to be midoichak. So you're going to tell me, so what's the problem? Maybe it's not Remeir. No, but look back at the first price that we quoted. Didn't Remeir say a moment ago that Asu Chachomim Chizik LeDevrayim Kishol Torah, not only by Gittin, but even by Maaseh Sheni? So therefore, just like by Maaseh Sheni, you can only be Mechal Kesses on the Choshes B'doichak. The same should apply to Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai. Is the Chastir Remeir on Remeir? Amr of Yosef, Av Bisha Maker, May be Pidjoinoi, Machmer Hubachi Losoi. When it comes to Pidjoin, Remeya said, no. After all, this is Drabanan, it's not the Araisa. So you can do the multiple Pidjoinis, Kesav and Nechoish, Nechoish San Kesav. But you're talking about eating Maaseh Sheni, Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai? Oh, then you go back to our Mishnah, to the person who ate Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai, what's the loch you have to be go, or not the either eating, or he wants to go and be poisoned. He wants to be poisoned, sorry, not eating, he wants to be poisoned, Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai, and then be able to go and eat it in Yerushalayim. So for purpose of Achila, he has to go and be Moisef Achaymish, not only by a regular Maaseh Sheni, but even Maaseh Sheni Shel Demai. So therefore, even a mayor is not so totally authoritarian that in every single case, also Achila Veshel Torah, Amul Ya, and Amul Nisht, even in Hilchis Maaseh Sheni itself. How do I know? This is the same with you want me to stop here, or should go with you? I should try to finish the whole blood. Right?
I would be very grateful, because I try working from here. I imagine it's very difficult in the middle of the Indian. If you can, I can serve you. If
you're, as much as possible.
As much as possible.
Okay. Well, we're getting another 5-6 lines.
Okay.
Tisanya. Lahitiru limkar demai el lesitain bilvot. They only allowed you to go and sell demai to a sitain. What exactly is a sitain? A sitain is a wholesaler. Now, what's the pshat over here? What happens if you have a chover who bought demai? What means demai? He bought tvua from an amaret, and this chover normally has a halacha that he has to go and be mafresh to and not truma, but maisris, because this is demai. I don't know if the amaret gave maisr or not. What's the halacha? For himself, of course he has to be mafish. But what happens if he wants to sell it to others? So normally you have a chazak al-chavish, but our Gemara is telling us is that if he's selling it to a sitai, to a wholesaler. Since the wholesaler is getting it from many, many different sources, many of those sources will be Amaratisha sources. So any retailer or balabas that's going to buy from the seitan will know who knows where this comes from. It's a whole mumble jumble, perhaps from 100 different sources. Somebody's going to go and give meiser, and therefore if I, the chover, sell or convey any of this tzvua to a seitan, I don't have to go and give meisters at this time. Zokt yet the brisa leitil limka d'may el seitan buvat ubalabais benkach ubenkach tzorech li aser. The balabas buys from an amaret, not the seitan bought from the amaret, but the balabas bought from the amaret. Then the balabas, he always has to give meisters. Now, what's the benkach ubenkach? Benkach ubenkach means say if he wants to go and sell it in a midah gasa, says Rashi, like a wholesaler. You have a private balabas who decided to go and try to make a major investment and a major profit on these commodities. So he went to an amaret and he bought from him a huge amount. And now this balabas, he's going to go and sell it again and flip it as a huge quantity to chenvanim. Or if he decided to go and he's going to sell it, the midah daka, says Rashi, in smaller quantities. Under all circumstances, the halacha is by a balabas, he does have to give ma'aser, divrei rabbeinu. It's only a seitan that does not have to, because a seitan has from so many different sources. Let's look at the Rashi, el seitan bulvad. If you look at Rashi, look at Rashi about halfway down, third down, el seitan bulvad, seitan chover, a big wholesaler is a chover, leitzichu la'aser, el amoyche kishu demai, he can go and sell it the way it is, like he bought it. Everybody knows that the seitan buys from many different sources. So therefore, everybody knows the seitan, even if he's a seitan chover, you have to give maestros, because the seitan himself doesn't own the farms. He's just a wholesaler and he bought it from many different amorats. But next Rashi, this private balabas wants to be a seitan for a day, and he wants to try to flip a huge quantity of midah gasa, or he decides he wants to go and peddle small amounts, and he's going to sell it in chenvonim bechanus, like a storekeeper that sells a small amount to Yankel, to Beryl, to Shmerel, pruta. Since everybody knows he's a balabas, he's not the seitan. So they pay this artzoi. They assume that it's his own field. So therefore, when it comes to an amora, to a balabas, who is a chover, regardless of whether he's selling you a huge quantity or he's selling you a small quantity, you always have to give maaser. You don't have to worry, say the gabi a balabas, and say the gabi a seitan. Since he's not taking it for himself, but explains Rashi, it's got to be that he's selling it the mida gasa. So this balabas is acting like a seitan. Then whoever receives it from him, either because he bought it or he got it from a matana, then he can assume that in fact it's the mine. He's going to have to go and give maestros. However, if you're talking about a mida daka, then you can assume that he himself gave the mice. If you look at the next Rashi, they're wondering what's the difference between Mida Gasa and Mida Gasa. Mida Daka, so Rashi already says, Shloisha Kavin, or Shava Dinner. And then Rashi, another couple of lines. But anyway, the point is that Remeir over here holds that when it comes to a balabas who is going and acting as he's flipping.
Right.
This balabas himself is not the owner of the field, but rather he bought a large quantity from other farmers. He's not a seitan, but he bought large quantities. Say if he sells a large quantity, a midah gasa. Say if he sells a midah daka. In all cases, what's the halacha? He does not have to give his own maaser. It's the lokeach, the person who's going to buy it from this balabas, that has to go and give the maaser. Masha'en ken, zokta chacham, only by a midah gasa, then you can assume you don't have to. But my midadaka, you would have to. So what the Gemara is telling us is that Reb Meir, legabi certain halachas, has for certain halachas he's machmir, and certain halachas he's meikel, and therefore the stira that you asked from the Mishnah and the Braisa, that you said in our Mishnah, we see that Reb Meir is a machmir, that a person who eats trumas maizah shel demai, what's the din? Also chacham mechizik debrayim kishal toira. This is not all encompassing by all hilchas maaser sheni, because we see by all hilchas maaser sheni. Then in fact, the mayor maaser sheni shel demai. Thank you. We find by other maaser sheni shel demai. Then in fact, the mayor was meikel, and that's why the gabi the kesef on the choishes and the choishes and the kesef was meikel, even though by maaser sheni regular you could not be mafresh or you could not be poider from kesef on the choishes only benoichak. However, Reb Meir distinguishes between different halachas within Maaser Sheni itself. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai, and you'll continue on from here tomorrow from Masav Ravina.